Judges, and we are studying about Gideon. Gideon was an ordinary man, and he was frustrated. Frustrated because of children of Israel, they were in bondage. And he was thinking, God did all these miracles and this and that, and why we are in this kind of trouble? And so let's go to the chapter, Judges chapter 6. God sends the prophet to Israel, and he gives the message. Let's start from it.
That the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice.
Okay, here we see the prophet comes and gives the message to the children of Israel, what God did for them, brought out of Egypt, defeated so many other enemies, and told them that when you go into another land, do not fear their gods, and do not mix with them, and do idol worship. But he says, you did not listen to my voice. And because of that, these people were in trouble. Start reading from verse 11. Now the angel comes and talks to Gideon.
And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrites. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites.
Now here we see a young man, scared and do not know what to do. Read verse 12.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Angel comes and encourages him. Hey, you are a good warrior. You are a strong man. And so this is the way God sees us. Sometimes we think that we are nothing. We cannot do anything. But God knows our future, and he sees everything good in us. Devil comes and says, oh, you are no good. You cannot do anything for the Lord. You are not useful and things like that. But God sees good things. So angel comes and tells good thing that you are a mighty man of valor. 13.
And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
So he's saying, I heard so many good stories about my forefathers told me, how God delivered them, how they did the miracles and all of this, and now we are in bondage. We are slaves. I'm hiding myself. I'm afraid. That's what he is trying to say. So God does not take any negative things. Sometimes you say, Lord, I'm not worthy. You remember when God called Moses, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy. I cannot even speak. God said, okay, I'm going to send Aaron. Aaron will be your spokesperson. So God finds the way. So see what God is doing. Okay. Verse 14.
And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
Now, the angel was talking, and all of a sudden, God starts speaking to him, and the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in thy might. He said, I don't have any strength. But God says, I'm going to give you strength. Go, and God is going to do mighty things for you, and he is going to give these Midianites in your hand. Means God can deliver you from these people. And so let's read verse 15.
And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Now God says, you are a mighty man, God, I'm going to use you. Then he says, I'm not even worthy. I'm not in the tribe of Judah or tribe of Benjamin or big tribes. I'm a ordinary man. We are not famous and we are poor. So what can I do? Let's read further, verse 16.
And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee. When God says, surely, God never changes the word. When he gave him the assurance, I will be with you surely, and thou shalt smite the Midianites, how? As a one man. Midianites, not one person, they were thousands of people. But he said, according to what strength you have, and I'm going to put my strength in you, I'll be with you, and you will be destroying these people like you're fighting with one man. So you don't have to worry. Verse 17.
And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it.
Okay, can you imagine? I don't know who cooked the food, but this man, young man, a farmer, he goes and cooks the food for himself. I don't know, he was a married man, he told his mother, but from this, he went and did himself. So, and he says to the angel, wait here, and I'm going to go. He did not say, I'm going to bring food. But in those days, anybody comes to your house, they will never let anybody go hungry or thirsty. And so here he is saying, you wait here and I'll be back. He goes, takes the lamb or goat, and makes the food and make the cake and bread and everything, and get some kind of gravy in the pot, and brings to the angel. Let's read a little bit further.
And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight.
So the man did not eat anything. The angel looked like a man. He didn't eat anything. He said, okay, put it on the rock. And he just had the stick or the rod. He just touched it, and everything burned, and he disappeared in that smoke. Then he knew, oh, this has to be the angel. Verse 22.
And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face.
In the olden days, any time they will say angel, they get scared that they are going to die. Because when they see angel or the God speaks to them or something, they think they are unholy, we are not worthy, now God is going to kill us or something like that. So he was scared that he's going to die. So see what God says. Verse 23.
And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die.
Verse 24.
Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites.
See, God did not tell him to make an altar. But he made the altar, that means he did some sacrifice, praised the Lord, and said, God is peace. God did not kill me. My God is a peacemaker. My God is a peace giver. And thank God, I did not die. Okay, let's read verse 25 and 26.
And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down.
Now this is a hard work he told him to do. Now just think that Gideon's father is an idol worshiper. And all his relatives and villagers, they are idol worshippers. Now God is telling him hard thing to do. He said, now you go, break down that Baal God's altar, take the bulls, sacrifice, bring this wooden god, cut into pieces, put it on that altar, and do sacrifice. He got some kind of courage. When God told me, I'll be with you, when God told me to do this, if God is with me, nobody can against me. That's the kind of faith we should get. Once that kind of faith we get, that God is with me, God told me so, I'm going to do it no matter what. But he used a little bit common sense. He was a little bit scared. He did not do it in the daytime. He did it in the nighttime. Let's read the verse 27.
Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night.
But he thought, if I'm doing daytime, there will be obstacles. Let me go in the nighttime if everybody's sleeping, and I'll do what God told me to do. He did it, and the next day, see what happens.
And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it.
Now see the father's situation. Son destroyed the idols. All the city people, all the villagers are coming. And they found out because Gideon didn't do it himself. He took some friends with him. So somebody might have said, hey, Gideon did it. So now they want to kill him. But somehow, somewhere, God touched his father's heart. Because he could see, if that Baal god was a real god, and if those gods' idols were real, my son could not do these things. So those were false gods, and because he's Israelites, he has to think those gods are not real anyhow. So he wants to protect his son. See what he's saying.
And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar.
See, he's saying if he's God, why cannot save himself? So, this is the same thing. There are people worshipping idols. They have mouth, they don't talk, they have ears, they cannot hear, they have hands, they cannot use, they cannot walk, they cannot do anything, but blindly, people are worshipping. The word of God says, those idols are made by silver, gold, or wood, and people are worshipping them today. If you go to India or some other countries, even the Africa, those people are still worshipping idols, even though we are in 21st century. Can you imagine? Those people are still doing these things, and not knowing, they are just holding the tradition. And these people were doing the same thing, but when God called Gideon and told him, listen, destroy these things. And when God was with him, no one had power to touch Gideon. That's the way God works. We don't have to be afraid of others. You see, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 7, it says, the enemy will come one way, but they will run seven ways. Please read.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways.
That's what the God says. You don't have to be afraid of enemies. Once you belong to God, God puts the fear in their hearts. Psalm 27 and verse 1, please read.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
See, this is what the children of God are supposed to say. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Christian people and believers should have that kind of courage. A book of Hebrews chapter 13, read verse 5 and 6.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
See, once we live for God, our life is pleasing in the sight of God. Then he said, I'll be with you, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Verse 6.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
We don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone, because God is with us. And not only that, there is a scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, what it says. God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and sound mind. So how God protected Gideon out of these people's hand. Okay, let's go back to the chapter. Read from verse 34.
But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and if it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said.
Here we see the word of God said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So he got lot of strength and energy and power. And he blew the trumpet, he told everybody to come and join with me. Now, somehow the news went how courageously he destroyed these Baal gods and things like that. So God's power is with him. So many people said, yes, we are with you and we are going to go and fight, and everybody is ready to go with him. So let's read what he's doing.
And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew.
One time he said, Let this wool, I keep it here, let it be wet, other ground should be dry. Still, he thought, hey, maybe I did something wrong. That other water might be dried up. Maybe everywhere fell. I'm not sure that was only on this. So I'm going to say something else now. Now he said, okay, the water should be coming all around and not on that wall. This was a little bit hard. See what happens.
And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground.
Whatever he said, it happened. This is only God can do. Rain coming everywhere and he flees. Maybe, I don't know how big it was. Maybe like a square foot or something, small piece. And the water everywhere and that thing is dry. So now he knows this is impossible. But God did it, and he knew that if God gets angry, I'll be dead. He said, Lord, please don't get angry. This is what this one more time I'm going to test. And if that happens, then I know that you're going to give me victory. And exactly happened. And so that does not give us encouragement to do like Gideon did. But if you are a believer, and God did so many miracles for you, and God did so many things for you, and then God tells you to do something, and then you start testing again, I don't think that God will like that. So we have to do it by faith. The word of God says we should not walk by sight, but what? We walk by faith. That's the greatest thing the believer can do. But this man didn't have any experience with God, so he did this. You finish the chapter, then you go to chapter 7.
Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
See, now this man was nobody. Nobody knew him. He was not a warrior. He was nobody. But he got the strength and power from God, blew the trumpet, people came, and now he asked the Lord, are you going to give me victory? And now so many people came. God said, listen, if all these people go and they get the victory, then they are going to say, we did it by our own power because we were so many and they were lesser than us. So the glory will not go to God. When you are helpless, no man, nobody can help, and then God comes to rescue you, then you know God did it. God is saying, you are too many, and if you go and fight with them and you got the victory, you're going to say, oh, we did it. God's name should be glorified. So let's see what happens.
Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000.
How many people went? 22,000 people went. And why they went? He said, if you are afraid, fearful, you cannot fight, you are afraid of enemy, get out. And so now, 22,000 people said, we are afraid, we cannot fight. Now see what happens.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
10,000 are too many. He said, now I'm going to tell you who is right and who is wrong. But he said, now these 10,000 are too many, so I'm going to judge them. So Gideon didn't know what God is going to do. Okay, read further.
So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink.
Now here he says, okay, take these people to the water. Now people might be thirsty, tired. He says, go and drink the water and come back. And so now they went. Most of the people, when they're very thirsty, what they do, they go on their knees and just put their mouth in the water and just suck the water like you're sucking through the straw. Just put their mouth in the water and start drinking. But some people do not want to do that. They will take the water in their hand and drink it. Something like this. But these people did something different. God says, I want to check when somebody is going to drink direct or somebody will take the water in their hands and lick like a dog. So what he was trying to say, he was going to judge the people, then if you're going for fight, you have to be alert. If everybody start putting their mouth in the water like this, enemy can come and chop your necks. You have to be alert, looking for enemy. And so some people were alert. They said, we don't want to put our head down and enemy chops our neck. So they took the water, looking everywhere and drinking and be alert. Go ahead.
And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
Only 300 people took the water in their hand and licked like a dog from their hand. Be watchful. So now all other people has to go.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place.
Now only 300 people are with me, And almost 32,000 people came, and now all the people left on 300 people, but he has to believe that God is going to give me victory. And that's what he has to say. And out of 300 now, see what he's going to do. Even the 300 people he had, he separated them again. 100 here, 100 there, 100 there. So three division he did. Go ahead.
So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand.
God already said, go down. All these people already I have delivered in your hand. Let's see.
But if thou fear to go down, go thou with four of thy servant down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with four of his servants unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude.
Now look at this situation. God says, Gideon, you go and check it out. These people already gave it to you. But if you are afraid, take four people with you and then go. And when you hear what those people are saying, you might be get more strength. Really, God has given these people in my hand. Now he's going there and see what's happening. Go ahead.
And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host.
So he said, what is that dream? Somebody said, oh, that is the sword of the Gideon. Now that round thing has nothing like sword. It's just a round thing. But they had fear. They were afraid of Gideon. They are afraid of Israelites. So in their mind, whatever is coming and hitting us, that has to be Gideon's sword. So that person interpret, this has to be Gideon's sword. So Gideon already going to fight with us, and God has already delivered us in their hands. So they are already fearful. Now once you are afraid of your enemy, then you cannot fight. So God was showing, look at this. How much fear I put it in these people's mind, and they are going to be defeated.
And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
Praise the Lord. He said worship. Praise the Lord that God has already given these people. And to them he said, hey, we already got this. That's what the word of God is saying. If you read in Mark chapter 11 and start reading from verse, start with the 22.
And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
So, what he is saying here, if you whatever you say from your heart, it will come true. So Gideon is saying, hey, this army is defeated. God has already given to our hand, and we got a victory. And he start praising God and glorifying God. Go back to our chapter. Chapter 7. Start from, 16.
And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers.
He gave 300 pitchers. They were made by earthen vessel. And in that pitcher, there is a torch, light, and fire, and one hand the trumpet. Now these people have 300 people, 300 preachers, 300 torches, and 300 trumpets. Now see how God does this. Now in those days, I don't know they ever heard enemy coming and bringing those things, because when these people are going, they are not going in the daytime. They're going in the midnight when everybody's sound asleep. And he gave the sign, you know, he said, do as I do.
And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do.
Now somebody says, hey, why you have to do what you're doing? But if you are a leader, and if you say the people, followers, do what I do, then they have to believe it. If they would have said, I'm not going to do what you're going to do, because I don't know, why are to that empty pitchers? And why are to that light in there? And why are to that trumpet? I never saw without a sword. How are you going to kill the people?
When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Can you imagine? Now, all these pitchers, they broke it, means you can see 300, boom, 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 and somebody sleeping, and that kind of noise comes. They don't know if somebody's throwing the stone or somebody's killing us. What's happening? They got so confused. Go ahead.
And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshittah in Zererath, and unto the border, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites.
They start killing their own people. And they start killing and running for their life. And when the Israeli people saw this, hey, enemy is running for their life, and those people came with the sword and went after those people to destroy them. Okay, we're going to stop here. The point I was just bringing, simple Gideon, no experience of fighting, and he was saying, why God did this? We heard about so many miracles and wonders and this and that. Why is happening to us? Then God said, you know why? Because your people doing idol worship. That's why this curse, that's why this problem came. And we are studying from the Genesis until now. Each and every time, the children of Israel, when they do adultery, fornication, or anything against God, they got into slavery, they got into problem, and then God has to come and rescue them time and time again. Here Gideon, God used him, even the 32,000 people heard the call to fight. But God used only 300 people. Without a sword, just the trumpet sound and the pot-breaking sound. And they had this light, just they wanted to see where they're going. But I don't have time to explain all of these parts and lights and trumpet, but our subject is not that. Our subject is the prayer of Gideon. Gideon prayed and God answered his prayer. Even though he sounded foolishly, he was afraid, but God said, okay, I'm going to answer your prayer. So what we're learning, the man of God or woman of God, when they trust in God and they pray, God will answer their prayer. No matter what. Here we saw the defeating the enemy. But it can be sickness. It can be financial problem. It can be problem with your children. It can be marriage problem. It can be any problem. But when you take that problem to God, God answers our prayer. So shall we pray? Let's rise and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us grace to learn the Gideon story. The man was afraid, fearful, never had a military experience, but you used him mightily. Without a sword, you defeated the enemy, and you showed him how much fear you put in the enemy's heart. And we just read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7. He says, the enemy will come one way, but they will run seven ways. We have nothing to be afraid of anyone, because our God is with us. And when we have a problem, financial problem, or sickness or disease, or any problem we cannot handle, we just turn to Jesus Christ. Our God is a prayer answering God, and he never lost the case when we turn it over to Jesus Christ. And Lord, we don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone when you are with us. So give us that kind of vision that our God says, I will never forsake you, I will never leave you, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So give us that kind of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.